Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know when I worked in healing school a number of years ago, we had a lady, I'm thinking about right now, that she had crippling arthritis. And she was only 30-something years old, young woman. But this arthritis had drawn her body to where her arms and her legs and her hands and her feet were drawn and pulled in. She couldn't even walk anymore. But she came to healing school every day, week after week. Everybody say week after week.
Week after week.
And here's a principle. Somebody said, well, I heard a message one time and I had somebody lay hands on me, but nothing happened. Well, you're a quitter. You never believed in it to start with. Did you hear me? Yes. You got to be determined. You got to stay after it. Yes. Month after month. Everybody say month after month. She kept coming. Now, a lot of people would have thought they weren't able to come. But no, she'd have people pick her up, carry her in, and she'd sit there and try to take a note. She'd kind of scribble on a piece of paper. She'd praise God and give thanks. I got her on my heart, and I got to praying about it one day. I thought, Lord, she's not progressing like she's supposed to be. I mean, she's been there for months, and you couldn't tell any difference in her body. And in a time of prayer, the Lord began to deal with me what was going on. She's trying to get the whole thing at one time, in a moment of time, and her faith's not there. And sometimes people think it's all or nothing. But no, we receive according to what? Our faith. Romans 4 talks about the steps of faith. And the Lord showed me. So I preached a message on it right after that about taking back the land. About how the Bible said, you know, neither give place to the devil. And what has happened so many times in people's lives, whether it's financially or maritally or mentally or physically, they've lost ground. They used to be strong and robust, do anything they want to do, but now they couldn't do this, and then they couldn't do that anymore. Now they can't do this. Now they can't. I mean, the enemy, he wants to take everything from you. He is a thief. He's a destroyer. He's a killer. He wants to take away your freedom. He wants to take away your ability to do anything. How many understand if you didn't even know much, you could see this kind of stuff cannot be of God. Is he a thief? Does he take away everything from your life?
No.
Is God a destroyer?
No.
Certainly not. But the devil wants you so sick, you can't get out of bed. He wants you so broke, you can't do anything financially. He wants you paralyzed, physically, spiritually, every way, financially. But the Lord helped us that day, and she got it. And I said, I want to talk to you after the service. So I sat down. I said, sister, I called her name. I said, I believe that we can take back some land on this deal. I said, you hadn't always been like this. Long ago, before this started, you could walk, you could run, you cleaned house, you cooked for your family. She said, yeah, I could do everything. I was athletic. I said, we know this is not the will of God. She said, I know it. I said, you don't have to take back everything in a moment of time. Because, see, she's trying to do that, and her faith is just not there to do that. Not that God can't do that, but you don't receive according to what he can do. You receive according to what you can believe. Didn't Jesus tell people repeatedly, according to your faith, be it to you? Didn't say according to my power. He said, according to what?
Your faith.
I said, let's put our faith, I'll believe with you. Let's put our faith on something. Don't go too big. You can always believe for something bigger tomorrow. Let's put our faith on something. I said, it needs to be something that's inspired in you, something that you're excited about and you believe you can take back. She said, I got it. I said, what is it? She said, I want to believe I can make the bed. I said, great. We joined hands, prayed the prayer of agreement. Believe we receive strength and recovery enough to make a bed. I saw her a couple of days later. She's smiling. I didn't even have to ask her. I said, you made the bed. She said, I made the bed. She said, it wasn't perfect. I said, that's all right. It's all right. You made the bed? I made the bed. We shouted. We had a big time. I told the other guys, she made the bed. Yeah. Woo. Everybody stand up. She made the bed. Now, are y'all with me on this? I'm telling you how to have miracles. I'm telling you how to have big miracles. The Holy Ghost is. What do we do? Now, see, some people would have despised that. Say, well, yeah, she made the bed. She slid the sheets around and it was a mess. Somebody else had to come back and straighten it up. That's faithless people. Did you hear me? That's the people you don't even want to talk to about your miracle. Because all they'll do is bring you down. I said, so what are we going to believe for now? So she wanted to believe God to take some steps around the bed. She did. Amen. She wanted to believe God to walk to the bathroom over a course of weeks. She did. She wanted to believe God to walk from the bedroom to the living room. She did. She wanted to believe God to make her husband's lunch. She did. Won't believe God to put on a washing of clothes. She did. Believe God to walk around the house. She did. Walk for a block. She did. Over a course of months now, she's getting out of the car. Nobody carrying her. Getting out of the car, walking into the healing school. Sitting down. Oh, glory to God. She took back the land. She didn't take it back all at once. She didn't take it back in a week or two. I'm talking about months and months and months. But every day, she was taking back a little more. Every day, she'd take back a little more. Every day. And here's the key now. We'd shout about it. We'd shout about it. We made a big deal out of it. I know another fellow went to the hospital to visit him. And he was in so much pain. He couldn't even think. I mean, he would just, and the doctor said, you know, we're surprised he's still alive. He should have been dead a couple of days ago. But he's a believer. And he knew it was God's will for him to be healed. And in riding over there, checking my heart about what to do, the Lord helped me to see. No need going in there and praying and believing for him to jump out of bed and go home. He's not there. He can't even hardly think for pain. I thought, well, Lord, what do I do? He said, it's not according to your faith. You have to hook your faith up with his. It's not according to what I can do. It's according to his faith. It came up in my heart, believe for the pain to not be any worse tomorrow. Now, that might not sound like much. But every day, he'd been getting worse every day until they say he can't get much worse. He'll be dead. Every day, the pain had gotten worse. Every day, his condition had gotten worse. And the Lord dealt with me. Believe with him that tomorrow, he'll be no worse. Now, that may sound strange to somebody. But when I began to talk to him about it, I could see a light in his eyes. He had tried a bunch of other things, but his faith just wasn't there. And I said, let's believe God that this stops. This getting worse every day, that it stops right here and that you will not be any worse tomorrow. I said, can you believe that with me? And I could see it in his eyes. I could hear it in the tone of his voice. So the next day, I went back and what do you think? He wasn't any better, but he wasn't any worse. So what do we do now? Oh, it's shouting time. Oh, it's victory time. It's shout, right? Now, see, a lot of people say, well, you know. No, you be quiet and listen to us shout. No, because people, the world is full of naysayers and people that want to rain on your parade because they got no faith. No, it's time to shout. Well, we don't know. You can't say that's a miracle that God answered a prayer. I mean, the man, look at the man. Yes, we can say. He's been getting worse every day for months. And today it stopped. No, he's not any worse. Why can't I say, yes, God heard our prayer? Why can't I say it? I am saying it. So we praised God. In that hospital room, we gave thanks to God and gave thanks to God and gave thanks to God and praised God. Praised God. I looked at him and said, this thing stopped. It stopped. He said, stop. Yeah, stop. Now, he's still hurting. He's in bad shape, but we're praising God. I said, now what are we going to believe for? He said, to be better. See, he's telling me. I'm not trying to talk him into something. This is where his faith is at. I said, I believe you could be at least a little better. He said, me too. The next day, what do you think? Not too much, but a little. I mean, even the doctor said so. A little better. He's a little better. And oh, he was encouraged. I wish you could have seen his face. He's still in bad shape. I mean, he's bedfast. Looks like, you know, he's about to die, but you could see it in his eye. He like his working, Brother Keith. I said, I know it is. It's working. I mean, nobody can tell us it ain't working because you got worse every day for months. And now not only are you not worse, you are better. You're on the way back up. You're on the way back out. He said, I believe it. I said, I believe it. Let's believe for some more. So we did. Well, I wasn't where I could go the next day and the next day and the next day. And then it was the weekend. I had heard some things, you know, by phone. But then Monday, I called to check and see. And they said, oh, he's checked out. I said, is that right? This is the man supposed to be dead last week. Yeah, he was doing so good. We sent him home. Glory to God. Glory to God. But do you see, what do we do? What do we do? We shouted over not being worse. Oh, are you with me now? We shouted over making the bed. Right? Big shout. Shouted over it. That's the way faith does every time. Faith is positive. Faith is thankful. Faith is grateful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.